Is he at WrestleMania?
Blog no. Talk Radio.
JR, okay.
JR was there.
What, really?
Yeah, he was front row.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
But doesn't he have beef with them now?
No.
Is there a barbecue on that beef?
Yeah, it is WrestleMania.
Wait, JR is going to be there tonight?
Yeah, probably.
Not on the show, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe, where is
like,
it?
For shame.
New Orleans Superdome. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome, not the...
El Dandy wants to know, did that text tell Rob to stop chewing on Mike? Sadly, no.
I'm sorry.
Noah brought out the potato chips.
And they're really like vinegary or like sour or something.
They're like barbecue potent. Salt and vinegar.
It does say New Orleans kettle style, so it's appropriate for the New Orleans WrestleMania.
Wow, I did that subconsciously.
It was like weird voodoo dolls on it.
You didn't do it subconsciously. You did it by accident. Let's be real here.
Iron Sheik is in New York.
Iron Sheik is in New York.
Why
is he not here?
I told him.
And what did
come
he say?
By. They were like, oh, no, maybe if you could come to us.
Yeah, we would have done the show at Sirius.
Oh, would we?
Rob's not allowed there anymore.
Don't you have to set that up in advance, though?
I mean, like, a few days in advance.
This is like on Friday. No, it wouldn't have happened.
On Friday.
Oh, really? Well, it didn't happen.
Why don't you talk to me, Rob?
Well, I was emailing him. He wasn't going to do it. It's way uptown. It's like in Harlem, basically.
I know good. What is metal
his appear? He's doing like an appearance at a bar for WrestleMania.
He totally would have done it. We would have promoted it for him and made him feel like it would have made a difference.
Sheik, we need you tomorrow.
I don't email directly with the Sheik. I email with his agent. It's not like he's...
Rob, why you keep emailing me? You're a fag. You're a piece of shit. No good motherfucker. You're welcome.
She hates spam.
You could have tweeted it from Metal Injection and asked all your followers to retweet.
Oh, so publicly shame him into coming to our show.
Yes. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Use your power for something.
Fucking bullshit!
It is.
Right.
Maybe one day we'll have it. Maybe for the big 300th episode next year.
Or WrestleMania 300.
Yeah.
Because Sheiky will live forever, Papa.
One more.
That was a while since we heard that one.
One more.
It's like the Magic 8 Ball. You don't know what he's going to say.
Gay son of a bitch!
Good times all around.
Yes, we need some Sheik.
Iron Sheik is... He's not dead.
So?
Why would you say rest in peace?
Take a nap.
Because he didn't come here.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's dead to me.
Oh. Last week, some really good stage banter surfaced. Someone edited an hour of Paul Stanley from Kiss's stage banter.
God.
Some good stuff in here.
Does his voice crack a lot?
On stage from where?
All over. Different shows.
Toronto!
Toronto!
You know, we may be under clear blue skies, but you know, it's getting a little cool out tonight, but that ain't gonna stop us, because if we try hard enough, we're gonna get this place. I said we're gonna get this place. How did that help?
You are mad at yourself. Do you be a man?
All right, listen.
Listen.
I want to know if we got any people here tonight that like to get high.
Yay!
At least Ozzy didn't say that.
Yay! Yeah, he just drank about cocaine.
Worse than Michael Jackson.
You know, every once in a while, we like to get a little wasted. We like to take a taste of
wasted.
Alcohol!
Why?
Alcohol! We ain't going to be drinking no...
Makes commission out of every drink.
No! No, we ain't gonna be drinking no tequila.
What?
It's like Steve Austin.
So lame.
I'm gonna drink a tequila.
What?
Drink two beers.
What?
Three beers.
What?
Four beers.
What?
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you.
What?
Louder, closer.
That's enough of that. The other big story.
What?
The other?
Wait, that was a big story?
That was a big story. That was really big.
That got the most hits on Metal Injection.
No, I didn't write about that. I don't really write about Kiss on Metal Injection.
which page got the most hits this week, Rob?
The biggest story this week?
Shlomo.
No,
it was the discovery of the name of Donald Levison.
Oh.
I mean Douglas, sorry. That was the story on Metal Injection.
I like how towards the end he gets like more robotic sounding.
That's how most stories on Metal Injection look before I tell Rob about the typos. He has to go and fix it.
The story that got the most views was the Dillinger Escape Plan guitarist advice to bands. You are not Meshuggah. Stop.
What? Say that again, please.
The guitarist of Dillinger Escape Plan had advice to bands that they are not Meshuggah. They should stop. Because he was saying that.
Is that
everyone,
his advice? So much?
Yeah, everyone just uses
even
the Meshuggah drum tone. No, they're
listen, Meshuggah, you're not Meshuggah.
You're just Meshuggah.
Yeah, because they're a band.
Meshuggah is going to be touring this summer. I'm very excited. They're doing their 25th anniversary tour with Between the Buried and Me. They're going to be playing old songs. I'm very
Are you going to go and vote on their Facebook page? Which
I already voted.
Did you vote R.I.P. Dime?
Have to.
Rob, can't talk. Chewing a potato.
Just kill yourself.
Choke on that chip.
No, don't.
Murder!
It's a waste of chip.
I don't know CPR.
I think that's the best use of a chip. Is that a waste?
Do you know how to do CPR, Sid?
I've seen it on TV.
Darren, are you trained since you're an umpire?
I'm not trained contemporaneously. I'm not trained classically or CPRically. No, you know, when I work in the PSAL, they have defibrillators in the dugout.
Oh my God.
So they have to. Like, we have to check before the game that they have a defibrillator.
Do you know how to use a defibrillator?
It's not up to me to use it. In fact, I'm not allowed to use it.
Who would use it?
The coach, I guess.
Jeez.
I think the umpire should have more authority than the coach.
No, I want no authority to do any of that shit. I don't want to get sued.
Why would someone use a defibrillator?
Someone passed out or their heart stopped working, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. But we have to just make sure it's there. That's the extent of my involvement.
Do you have to make sure it works?
No. I wouldn't know if the fucking thing works. It's just like a red box.
But isn't there like an on-off switch, hopefully?
Now, do they open the box, or do you just have to see the box? It could be a completely empty box.
Well, it looks a certain way. It has features on it, you know, but that's about it. I'm glad.
Do you see the little things that you hold that you put against someone's
say
chest?
Clear?
Yeah.
That's all I know about it. You have to scream clear first. I don't know why.
I don't want to know. I don't care.
I think you have to scream clear because it has to get to a certain voltage for the shock. So they're asking if you're clear. Or I guess you can't be touching the person because then you'll get shocked.
No, I think they say clear because they're just about to do it.
But why are they saying clear? They want everyone to clear out.
I don't know. That's what they say on TV. We don't know if they really say it in the hospital.
Anyone in the chat room or any callers?
Are there any doctors listening? 646-929-1357.
El Dandy said Sid should umpire PSAL. It would be perfect to look for underage girls.
But they'd all be lesbians.
What does PSAL mean?
Public Schools Athletic League.
No. Oh.
I've seen the girl. I went to high school, too. I see the girls that play on the baseball team.
It's not like
they play in short shorts.
Why are you being so dismissive?
Or a rugby team.
And really, Sid, who are you? Who are you to be dismissive? Who are you?
No, but they made a thing, you know, when we were training for that league, you know, that there were people, like a guy had, the trainer, the umpire chief, had gotten, you know, a girl accused him totally erroneously. Or she didn't, the parents accused him of saying something inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl had to clear him. The girl was like, he didn't say anything to me. The parents were just being overzealous because they lost the game or something.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And the girl was just, she had to be adamant and go because he was like, you know, up for
termination.
Charges or whatever. Oh. Like, and she's like, he didn't do it. He's a nice guy. Nothing happened, you know?
Yeah.
So
jeez.
You got to be careful with that shit. Yeah.
We have a call. Maybe it's a doctor. 562. What's your practice?
Hey, it's El Duderino, and you know I'm an EMT.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. Mm.
So so why do they say clear? What's the deal?
So no one else gets shocked when you touch them.
All
good
right.
job, Rob.
I knew the answer to that. That was obvious.
Thank you. Hold on, I want to bask in my rightness by eating chips.
I want to bask in.
I think we might need the paddles for
you. You're a suffocate. Don't joke on whatever you're eating. I don't want to give you mouth to mouth. I hate the taste of seltzer.
I was going to say, El Duderino, when can you be over here? Because Rob may have a heart attack before WrestleMania starts.
Well, I'm in California, so if you fly me out, I'll see what I can do.
Well, you know, I mean, we are going to eat Mabel's later.
Just a little bit of barbecue.
We might need to get our stomachs pumped.
It's going to be the first ribs I'm having since South by Southwest. So I'm excited. Although, I mean, it doesn't mean I'm eating healthy at all. I went to Second Avenue Deli yesterday, so.
Nice.
That is a great deli.
It's very good.
What'd you have?
I had a pastrami sandwich.
That's a real Jewish deli.
And
in fact,
matzo ball soup.
The font for the sign is a faux Hebrew, English letters in Hebrew style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. But yay. Great food.
And then by contrast, I went to that place, Jay and Lloyd's, a few months ago.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's on Avenue one? U.
Yeah, I've been there.
Awful. I had a pastrami sandwich that tasted like paper.
Ew.
Terrible. No taste. Thank you very much. What the fuck was that?
And some like 60-year-old Polish Some 60-year-old Polish woman was serving me. Yes, what can we get you?
How did you know she was Polish?
I assumed. Wow. Eastern European, some sort of Eastern European.
You didn't ask?
No, I'm not starting small talk with her.
Why? She's probably so lonely.
Other people. She was talking to the other waitresses. She's fine. She's doing all right.
Maybe that's
how are you? Any interesting EMT stories from the last week or two? Any close calls?
Most of them have just been doing and working ER. Not so much. I kind of more help out at this original hospital on the ER floor. Majority of it's pretty come and go, I'd say. A lot of changing out of different rooms, catheters. Those are no fun to change out of old people.
Oh, boy.
Would you say that your job is fast-paced, or is it, like, slow?
It can be at times. Other times, there's just a lot of waiting around until you get sent out on a call.
Hmm. All right.
Ever get anyone who choked on a chip?
You're about to.
I've gotten someone who choked on ribs.
Oh. Really?
Any advice for Rob?
Rib.
Eat within your limits, but no one really knows what that is.
That's never going to happen anyway, even
don't,
if you did know.
Don't try to swallow the bone.
Don't put the full bone in your mouth.
I always have that problem.
If I were to pump your stomach, I wouldn't know if I'd be getting out digested ribs or your own ribs. Let's put it that way.
He told you, Rob. Just got served.
So what he's saying is you eat too fucking much. Just let's sum it up.
I'm going to mute your mic because you're irritating people.
Yeah, please do that.
I'm sorry.
Could that just be what we do for all the
you.
Shows?
Not you, El Duderino. It's Rob.
These chips are so addictive. Thank you, Sid. Sid has taken them away. El Duderino, there's no way I can choke now.
Damn it.
All right. Thank you for your call, El Duty.
El Duty.
Awesome. Later.
I like El
Dan. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Goodbye.
Well, I wasn't going to goodbye him because he contributed.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So, Rob, last week, dug up our old song parodies.
Oh
yeah.
Since,
I forgot to bring them.
Since we were... Oh, I have them.
Oh, okay, good.
We have... Some of these I played, like I was saying. I played them on that clip show, but...
That's fine.
We have the Mrs. Divitelli song. We have the Jew song. The 8-inch parody. The 8-inch, 8-mile parody.
Oh, I love that one.
50 Rubles, which is the Wanksta parody. Bland Justice, the original one,
oh,
and the Sopranoviches.
everything. Just play it all.
I'm like, it would get tiresome.
No, let's play the Jew song because we talked about it last week.
It's the Jew song. This is a parody of Ho by Ludacris.
That's Jew.
Jew.
You very bad quality. Jew. I just want to warn
you.
You are Jew. I'm saying that you are Jew.
Jew.
You are Jew.
Jew.
You are Jew.
Jew.
You's a Jew. I'm saying that you are Jew.
Jew.
You're doing Jew activities. With Jew tendencies. Jews make money. Jews never spend any. With Jew energy to do what you do. Do what you do. Sue who you sue. My Jew landlord said my rent's past due. Pulling out his pay it. And when a Jew needs a shoe, they go to pay less. Jews are Democrats, except for the mayor. They open up the Torah for the Friday night prayer. And Jews hold their wallet when they ride on subways. And Jews close for Shabbos, both open on Sundays. So pass me some cholent and matzah ball stew. And make sure it's kosher. Jews gotta eat too.
Jews.
Jews.
Jews are Jew.
Jew.
Jews are Jew. I say that Jews are Jew.
Sounds so
Jew.
Bad.
Jews are Jew.
Jew.
Jews are Jew.
Jew.
Jews are Jew. I'm saying that Jew's a Jew.
Jew! Can't turn a Jew into a Gentile. Can't make a Jew smile. Lots of Jews on Seinfeld, but no Jews on the X-File. There's Jews in the Bible, and there's one on Friends. There's Jews in Mickey D's when Yom Kippur finally ends. It's a hot Jew world that we living in. Like the big hot coats that they be dressing in. Some Jews just warm, some Jews play it cool. There's Jews in yeshiva, there's Jews in the shul. There's Jews in the news, there's Jews eating lots. There's Jews in Bay Ridge, there's Jews in Borough Park. Jew!
Oi, can you flip a light switch for me?
Jew.
Oi, come on, why not?
I'm a Jew.
Jew.
I'm a Jew.
Jew.
You's a Jew.
I said that you are Jew.
This was all done
Jew.
In one
take. Jew. You's a Jew.
We couldn't edit that.
Jew.
You's
a Jew. Jew.
You's a Jew.
I said that you's a Jew.
Jew! You got a pot full of matzah balls. Cook it when your rabbi calls. Bang your wife through a sheet so she can't see your genitals. You don't mind eating turkey. But they don't let Habib make a sandwich or a slurpee. You got juju bees stuck in your juju teeth. You got your Jew degree from the Jew University. The Jews don't feel so bad and blue. Because most of us Russians is Jews too.
Oh,
Jew!
Jew!
Jew's
a Jew.
Big
Jew!
Jew's a Jew.
I said that Jew's a Jew.
Jew!
I am not Jew!
Jew! You are Jew! Yes, you are Jew!
I am not Jew!
I say that you are Jew! Jew!
Why are you calling me such things like Jew? I am not that! I am not cheap! I am not Jew cheap! Oh, wait! There is penny on the floor! Oh my god, it's near pork! I'm going to go! Okay, hold on!
Blend announcer guy reminding you, you can download more song parodies at www.worstradio.com.
Wow, that's the old Blend. That is the older version.
That was
version.
The old app we used to use for Blend.
Wow. 1.0.
And his name wasn't Chuck Blandington until we did this show. His name was Bland Announcer Guy.
Yeah.
Then. Well, his name could have been Chuck Blandington.
The Bland Announcer Guy,
didn't
know
well
enough.
We didn't, yeah, we didn't acknowledge it.
No.
You want to hear another one? Or
yeah, yeah.
We got the Mrs. Divitelli song.
Love it.
Do
we want to explain who that is for the newer listeners?
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to have a character called Mrs. Divitelli, who was like an old half-Italian, half-Jew, who did our news. We had a news
segment. Really, it was just an excuse for her to come on and, like, shit on the news.
Yeah, she was our newscaster, and it was a comedy segment.
And she sounds just like that guy.
We brought her into – she sounds like the old crazy trumpet guy.
Yeah.
But we did her on the earlier episodes. She was on our this show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of gone back into the archives. Anyway, one time everyone else was doing rap songs like the Russian guys, so she had a rap song.
Ah! 11235 already.
That was the zip code where Rob lived back then.
Last name Divitelli, first name Patty. If you want to battle me, you must be friggin' wacky. I'm sick of Russ Shanovich's jump shoot so tacky. He's got more gas than a madman Iraqi. I am not a racist. That Taz is such a liar. I even love the chinks that come from chinky China. When I do the news, there is nobody finer. I'm like Dan Rather with a wrinkled up vagina. Ugh. You feel me?
Miss.
What's my name, bitch?
Miss.
What's my name, slut?
Miss.
Ugh, you're such a hussy.
Miss.
Get it right.
Miss.
Hey, Zay is here. What's the deal, yo? Ugh. Second verse, same as the first. There is no better woman equipped to do the news. My internet's connected and I got my cup of booze. It makes me very angry when I read what's going on. I'm all pissed off like the floor squiggy's John. I hate Derek Jeter. I hate Mariah Carey. I hate J-Lo and the schmuck she wants to marry. I hate Pee Wee Herman because he loves to choke his chicken. I hate Fat Joe because he's a lousy Puerto Rican. Oh! That's right. If you don't like it, you can kiss my tuchus. What's my name, bitch? It's Mrs., you idiot! Stop laughing! Get in my assholes! Say it louder! You're so unprofessional! Bitch! Ugh! Now let me tell you what I'm sick of, alright? Alright! Alright! I'm sick of Martin Lawrence. I'm sick of Britney Spears. I'm sick of Will Smith with his friggin' jughead ears. That dumb verhachte schnook from Dell Computers makes me dizzy. The only one I love to watch is Oprah friggin' Winfrey! Oprah, big ups! This goes out to all my bitches and hoes. Representing Westchester to the fullest. F. Tom Brokaw! Ted Koppel! Eat a d- Say it louder! Time for me to piss out, y'all! Peace out, Larry! Yuck! Thank you!
You can blend see announcer oh, by reminding
you don't have to play the
ad. Download more songs.
I forgot it was embedded in this
file.
I love the references.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I have to say, there was one inside joke there where Squiggy's
John.
I'm all pissed off like the floor of Squiggy's John because our friend Squiggy at the time created a rumor that I had pissed all over his floor when I went into his bathroom.
Why would he do that?
I don't think I ever knew that.
Well, first of all, we played a prank on him. Like, Rob, I even played this on the air with us talking about the prank we played
okay.
on him. Where Rob, would you IM him on AIM?
Yeah, I IM'd him on Microsoft Messenger. This is how long
God.
Ago this was.
So long ago.
And I basically, I think he insinuated that there was some drama between us. And I played along with it. And I was like, yeah, I'm like so done with him.
Between you and Darren.
Between me and Darren, yeah.
He played it up like he was really mad at me.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, he's a piece of shit. And then he would chime in and start saying all these things that he didn't like about Darren, who at the time was his friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a real two-faced guy. So one of the things was I went over to his house. And allegedly, I used his bathroom, and when I came out, he went in there, and there was a massive puddle of piss. Rob says, what, did he, like, dribble a few drops out? And he says, no, it looked like he deliberately pissed in the corner, like, didn't even aim at the toilet. And I'm like, that should have never happened.
You should have done that, though.
I should have after that, if I'm going to get blamed for it anyway.
Yeah.
Did you ever confront him on that?
Yeah, I confronted him on all this. I sound like, who are you? I confronted him on all this shit. He apologized to me afterward, you know.
And then he went and like talked about it.
And then
about
like,
you.
Can you believe the nerve of Darren to confront me?
Listen,
I am.
He
Rob.
Has talked shit about you when you're not there.
What?
Everybody. He does that to everybody.
Did he say about Rob?
I don't even. It's fucking 15 years ago. I don't remember.
Wow.
But he, he's just that kind of guy.
I forgive you.
He talks about everyone that's not in the room. You know.
Should we call him up and see what he could say now?
Sure. Rob, I don't even think I have his number.
Didn't you anybody guys play listen? Softball with
married
him?
To his wife that looks like Triple H
for a while.
His wife looks like Triple H.
Yes.
Oof.
Worse, like a, I don't know, like scowling Triple H.
That's probably still
nose.
Too good for him.
I'll show you a picture later, Noah.
Okay.
Someone was saying this was the first censoring bleep they ever heard on the show.
Mm. Yeah, we had to bleep that.
It was just that on college radio, we weren't allowed to curse, although we did a lot of cursing.
We did because it wasn't that strict. Like, no one was really overseeing our show, but technically it was going out over the air.
Yeah.
B-Cat was monitoring us.
No, I don't think it was B-Cat. You were allowed to curse on B-Cat.
Just on the airwaves, because we were on, yeah, on the radio.
We were allegedly going over the air, so you couldn't hear it anywhere.
Legally, we were over the air, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a call, 813, you're on the live cast. Hello, 813.
Wow, someone remembered.
Hello.
Yes.
I was just listening, but hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's your name?
Aaron from Tampa, Florida.
Hello, Aaron from Tampa, Florida. What's the weather like in Tampa? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice.
Oh, nice.
Fuck you.
I'm not actually in Tampa right now, though. I just, I'm in Jacksonville for school.
Mm.
It's always nice in Tampa. You don't have to, like, he can answer even if he was on the moon right now.
It well, not when there's like a hurricane.
Well, I just came from Tampa. I just got to Jacksonville. So.
What school?
The University of North Florida.
That's a thing? You don't have, like, any sports teams there?
It's all Division One except we don't have football, but we have, like, baseball and all the other Division One sports we don't care about on the college level.
You have Division One basketball at the University of North Florida.
Yes. We're in the SunNet Conference or whatever the hell that is. I don't know. I don't really like basketball.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm a baseball guy, actually. So.
But college baseball isn't, like, a thing that anyone cares about.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you a wrestling guy? Are you pumped for WrestleMania?
He's in Florida.
I'm a wrestling guy, but ever since CM Punk left, I don't think I've watched a single episode of anything.
Oh,
what
wow.
is he doing now?
He left?
He's just...
Why did he leave?
There's a lot of... Look, I don't know. I don't really follow it that in depth. Something about, like, he was pissed off at the company, so he just walked out. And, like, there's rumors going around he's going to come back or not. I don't know.
He didn't like his place on the card. He was injured. He needed time off. And, like, he wasn't motivated.
So he'll be back eventually.
Maybe. I don't know.
What else?
They've edited him out of all
sort
of video package that airs on TV.
What is? What else can he do?
He's been wrestling in WWE now for, like, 8 years.
Yes, but
he can just retire.
And do what?
Nothing.
They said he was going to try. Like, apparently there's rumors that he's going to do MMA, but that's much bullshit.
Oh, he's not going to do it. He's too old. No, he's saving money where he can live off of his earnings.
For the rest of his life.
Sure. He lives like,
And just
he
not
doesn't have
any
like,
job. Just chill.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck that guy. That's my dream. He can't do that.
Well, maybe if you were a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
And suck it out for a few years.
Well,
you can be stuck it out.
Can I randomly, like, say two things real quick?
Absolutely.
Before the show ends. Number one, I have to work all the time, so I wasn't able to call on the 250 special, but I was wondering if I could still give my favorite live cast moment.
Please. Absolutely.
No.
2-1. You lose, Noah.
My favorite live cast moment is when the Googler spoofed Rob's parents' phone.
That was amazing.
I think that is single-handedly the funniest thing I've ever heard, because it's the only time I think during the live cast there I could tell the pure emotion without seeing anything, because you guys are like, answer, and he finally answers, and you guys are all like, holy shit.
We thought he was at Rob's parents' house.
Oh, my God. That is the best thing ever.
He's the Googler, baby. Oh, God, please don't kill
me.
Just the Googler was this guy who just would usually call in and ask our special guest a question that you could Google the answer to, which is how he got the name the Googler. But eventually he went rogue.
Yeah, he started Googling private information.
Yeah, he started finding our information.
Well, yours.
And then, called the live cast.
I think he might have done my parents' phone number too, right?
Yeah, he called the live cast
with our caller ID registered.
As the caller ID was like my parents' number, and I was like, "What? What?"
And I remember you guys were like, "Answer!" And he's like, "I'm not going to answer that. She probably just doesn't know the show's over. I'm not going to answer that." And finally, we were like, "Hello," and he was just like, "Rob, is it true that this is your parents' phone number?" And then the next. Within a millisecond. Oh, holy shit!
Yeah.
You guys are just screaming. It was fucking great.
I saw
this shit since, like, episode, I think, maybe, like, 15 or 16.
Wow, I can't believe it was that long ago.
Wow.
Yep. That was...
Yeah.
And
that
what was the other
was,
thing?
That was before 100, I think.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, definitely.
The first year we were doing this show,
yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was at Sid and Idol.
Mm-hmm.
What was
yeah,
the second
I've been listening to you guys for a long, long time.
That's you said nice there was a second moment? What was that?
Oh, the second, it's not a second moment. I just wanted to ask Darren a question because I love it when he rants about people he hates.
Go ahead.
So as an umpire, how much do you hate Joe West?
Who is Joe West?
Joe West.
A shitty umpire. I think
the worst umpire in, like, the history of anything ever.
I think just ever since I was a kid as a fan, I hated Joe West just because he was a fucking umpire. But, all right, it's being an umpire, like, I don't want to get into a long, boring thing, but just briefly, I tend to rank them the way their fans rank players, and I rank them as, like, between the guys that have a good technical skills or bad technical skills and then how bad of a short fuse you have. So some guys are good at one, shitty at the other. Joe West sucks at both things. Like, he's a terrible umpire, and he has the shortest fuse in history.
And he puts out country albums, doesn't he?
That's like
he has a really
unforgivable
big chin,
yeah,
like
yeah.
under chin part.
He's just a big, but, fat, immobile slob.
But do you like him more or less than C.B. Buckner?
I like him. I dislike C.B. Buckner less
okay.
because C.B. Buckner is a chill guy. He's, you know, he's just not good at
he's
umpiring.
He's incompetent.
Yeah.
But he lives, like, what, like 15 minutes away from you, right? He lives, like, by Church Avenue, I think.
I have no idea, honestly.
I'm pretty sure.
But to me, it's forgivable. It's more forgivable to miss a call than it is to be an arrogant piece of shit.
True.
In my opinion. But thank you for the question.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I had to ask.
Joe West is a big, fat blob. I'm sure second base smells like beer farts when he's over there. Piece of shit. He's one notch below Steve Harvey.
No,
hello.
Good cock sucker.
Well, I guess before you guys send me away, I just want to say, like I said, I've listened to you guys for such a long time. I called in a few times. I actually got advice from you guys, like the very first, like the second show I ever listened to. I actually called in and asked you guys for advice on, I'd never been to a concert before, and I was like, asked what to expect, because I was going to go see Black Dahlia Murder, like in 2009, I think, or something like that.
How did it go?
So, it was great. I appreciated the advice. Noah said not to go to the front, and I didn't listen, and I got kicked in the mouth and broke a bracket on my braces.
Wow.
So I learned from that experience.
How old were you then?
Oh, God.
27.
14? I was 15. I was about to turn 16, I believe.
So you're 20 now.
So have you been
20 now, yes. What was that, Noah?
Have you been going to more shows ever since?
Oh, yeah. I go to a lot of shows.
Good.
I go to pretty much anything I can go to. It's a great thing. I'll be honest, I found so many bands through you guys, from all of you. I found Fugazi because of Sid. I found Cattle Decapitation from the show. The Red Cord is now one of my favorite bands. Like, a lot, you guys have, like, had a huge influence. And you guys, whenever I'm sad, I listen to the live cast. Like, no bullshit. You guys are amazing.
Now, how do you feel about Future Islands?
Future Islands, I feel like Rob is turning into a hipster and needs to start, like, techno injection or something.
Turning into?
Or I guess he is. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay,
still working
on
that.
I was going to offer you
I miss old angry Sid, though. Like,
he's married now.
I'm not angry anymore. I was just getting yelled at by another caller for how mean I was about Odorous, and now I'm not angry.
I didn't hear that. All I know is that I feel like Sid used to have such more of an edge, especially when Sean was around.
Wow, Sid, you lost your edge.
Damn.
Yeah, man. The glory days of the live cast need to come back. I wish the parodies would come back. Or not the parodies, like I remember that, like, year span with, like, Shlomo and Pizza Destroyer, and all it was people were sending in so many mashups.
Yeah.
Between the Sheik and Me or whatever was, like, one of my favorite mashups ever. And then the Dip song. And I remember when it used to be called, oh, man, what was it? What's the Zach Beats Hotline? I remember when it used to be called the Zach Beats Hotline. And wasn't Zach Beats who called in? And he sent you guys a really shitty Holy Diver parody about dying.
I like that one.
You want to hear
it, but it's like the worst quality ever.
Yeah, let's hear the Shlomo thing.
This is what he's talking about.
Shlomo, do you listen to music?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Would you like to get a free CD?
No.
Fuck the free CD!
Join us.
Actually, after Dio got cancer, but before he died. So Dio dealing with cancer with that song.
That was, wasn't it like 2010 or 2009 that that happened?
Around there, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, that's when that when you guys got that parody. I think the most underrated parody, if we're just going on live cast nostalgia right now, is Jenny's parody of Africa.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most underrated parody because you have to understand, like, all the Jenny jokes to get it. But for the fans that know who Jenny is, it's, and how you, much you guys talk about her boobs and shit.
Oh,
man.
That's the Everybody Loves My Boobs you're thinking of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Africa. Africa,
Africa
was
just a straight-up cover.
She was just
her singing along to it.
It was when Rob didn't show up, and we had her sing karaoke, and she sang Africa.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting that too confused, but I remember that, too. And, of course, Rob's live journal is probably the other greatest live cast moment.
Yeah, you're a super
fan. I still have that. I have that live cast saved on my iPod permanently. And when I get bored, I will go listen to just Sid not being able to hold his composure in, and Rob just going, oh, God, stop.
Because I knew what was coming. I remember writing it.
You guys need to get back into that and get, like, get Rob's password by any means necessary. Get the stuff that you couldn't see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I deleted it. I don't even remember, But I think, the moment I got back to a computer after that episode, I deleted it.
This stuff is, like, all 4 or 5 years ago, man. It's like,
I said, it's been a long, long time.
Well, thank you.
We're all going to die soon.
Yeah, no, guys. No, thank you. You guys are fucking, I don't care if it seems like I'm sucking up. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you guys.
No, please, keep going.
Rob, you are the most handsome, tall Russian with the greatest hair ever.
That is true. There aren't many attractive Russians.
And Rob has really nice hair.
It's only half Russian.
Darren is the funniest, like, parody writer up there with, like, Weird Al.
I wish.
Sid is the most hilarious, cynical bastard to ever walk the face of the earth. And Noah is beautiful and is dating one of the best guitar players ever. How's that?
He even got Jake in there. Wow. He's not even here.
Yeah.
bonus points.
How about Petunia? Can you say something nice about Petunia?
The dog.
I do like
that. I remember the old, like the beginning, the old videos you guys used to post, like way back when. There's, I remember the behind the scenes. I remember one where you guys are in, I think, Noah's first apartment you guys did the show from. This is like a really early episode, like between 15 and 30. And I remember you guys were eating pizza. Bruno was like running around and I forget who, I think Sid got really annoyed with Bruno or something. And it, or no, it was Rob and it was Noah and Darren. And Darren was getting annoyed with Bruno and you guys started like arguing and all that Sid's doing is just in the corner eating pizza. Just like watching.
It must have been good pizza.
That was a long time ago. It's more like the behind the scenes clip that lasted like a minute. Or the one where Rob, the behind the scenes of Rob being extremely drunk. And like falling asleep on the couch after his birthday.
Rob had alcohol poisoning.
I thought Rob was going to die on the couch. I didn't know what I would do.
Do you have anything nice to say about Jose Mangan?
Jose Mangan is delightful, and I think that you guys give him too much shit because without him, Rob and Noah would not be as stoned as they normally are because Rob probably couldn't find a fucking lighter.
Wait.
Thank you,
judges. Sorry. We were looking for
Jose Mangan.
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Aw, he's a wonderful human being.
Sure.
Man, it's great. I'm so glad I was actually off work and I could call in because you guys are doing the show early.
Thank you.
You
Thank
like
you
us more than we like us.
Yeah, you've made our night.
Well, thank you. You guys make my week whenever I have to drive. When I drive between Tampa and Jacksonville, it's like a 3 to 4 hour drive, and 9 times out of 10, I just download old livecasts and listen to those. Although, I have to say, since I'm here, not to be a Debbie Downer, Rob, you need to go in and fix all the archive. A lot of the archive does not work.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to say,
wait, what?
Yeah.
There, I sent you an email when I was doing the last show. Is that like three or four? Like, two of them are broken links, and then there's a couple that link to the wrong episode. In other words,
yeah, there's the one that I'm most aware of is the Suicide Silence Death or No Death goes to Death or No Death 4, I think. So the Suicide Silence Death or No Death isn't even on there, because I tried to send that to a bunch of people, and they were like, there's no fucking Suicide Silence on them.
Wait, Rob. You're talking about the full episode?
I'm talking about the Best Bits area.
Oh, the Best
That's
Bits area.
That's a clusterfuck.
Great job, bro.
Well, that was mostly Sid and Darren, so
I could have done something wrong. I take responsibility. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but some of the episodes are wrong. I was trying to.
Well, here's the thing. If you find an error like this, please email me Robert@metalinjection.net.
You should maybe set up a separate email address for that, so your inbox doesn't just crash. I'm just listening. I'm looking up for you.
I just send it all to Sid at metalinjection.net.
Is that email address?
In case you're wondering, you're wondering, Rob is not laughing right now.
I'm fine. I'm not.
Uh-oh, high pitch.
I guess another live cast moment that I think should have been touched on that no one mentioned is Sean getting the charming tattoo of Sid's face.
But then he just
got the Patrick Swayze tattoo.
Bullshit.
Well, when you wonder why Sean isn't on the show anymore.
Yeah.
It's punishment.
Yeah. And then I seem to remember how, let's see, he gets a permanent tattoo of the show and gets paddled live on the internet, and then he disappears.
Well, he disappeared on his own volition, though.
Yeah.
We didn't kick
him
off.
Yeah, we just stopped showing up.
Well, I know, but it's just, like, it's sad to think about, like, because those were some glory days, too. I mean, the Doritos story is obviously, like, in the top 10 live cast moments.
Yeah,
for
he
sure.
Out to the show.
Yeah.
But
we don't have to listen to so much of the fucking archive after this.
He did do something unconscionable, which was get the wrong tattoo, puss out of getting the right tattoo, and then he had the nerve to do an article where he was profiled for having that tattoo on MTV or whatever.
And did you ever
really?
Get that MTV award, Rob, that you were supposed to get? Did you? You did? Where is it?
It's my house.
What does it look like?
I've never seen it.
Is it a certificate?
Wait. What? So wait, he did a profile. Oh, I remember. I think Rob posted at the Metal Dictionary where he was like, he gave like a bio about himself, and he mentioned how he had a Patrick Swayze tattoo, like right after Patrick.
Yeah, because
like,
he wanted to be on that website.
It was like some MTV blog.
Yeah, I remember that now. I don't remember Rob ever being put up for an MTV award though.
No, it was the Online Music Awards. Metal Injection was nominated, and it was like you had like fans vote.
Oh,
Rob was nominated.
Oh, I love. I think award show and live cast, the Metal Injection Live Cast Awards, what did you guys call those? I can't remember what you guys, you called them something.
The Milkies.
The Live Casties or something like that?
I called them the Milkies, but it never caught on.
The Milkies, that's what it was.
M-I-L-C, Metal Injection Live Cast.
Shit was amazing. That took a lot of work. I know that the reason you guys probably haven't done it since then is you guys are too busy. Because that took a long time.
We would always do it live, but then, like, afterwards, we'd be like, why did we didn't have to do that live. This is
I
all
liked
on,
it.
This is all on a script, so
I liked
this.
It.
I like doing it live.
I really liked it. No, I really do think it was one of, like, the really good, like, things you guys did at the time. It was, because it kind of gave, like, it was a bit, like, I feel like a live, like, doing a pre-recording one of those would be so much cooler than just doing a mixtape.
Right.
Like, instead of doing a mixtape one time, do a live cast awards at, like, some point, and then post that, because all the best bits are already going to be embedded into the award show, and then it's better than just listening to bits people have heard before. You get, like, a better story to it and stuff. I think that would be cool. I know it's a lot of work, so I don't expect it.
Yeah, for, like, an associate producer gig, you can fly out here.
Internship or something?
No, it's purely nothing but advice from a very happy fan.
Who are you? Who are you to give us advice? We walked Jose Mangan up to the stage. Who are you?
Didn't you walk JCVD up on stage and then he yelled at you, Rob? Probably. I don't remember.
You need to carry a fucking note.
What's your major at University of North Florida?
It was computer science. But I've actually changed it to secondary education English, so a high school English teacher.
Oh, no.
Wow, so you're going to be lower middle class for the rest of your life.
Yeah, why would you change from something where you could make money to something where you cannot make money?
Intrinsic values outweigh extrinsic values.
Wow.
Mm. Deep. Remember that when you're poor and like 45 and you can't
that's
pay
all
a mortgage.
That's
you
what all what? The poor people say.
I blame us. It's all that money that he saved not having to pay to download the Metal Injection live cast that he thinks he's got a nice nest egg already. He doesn't need to earn a living.
I got to read some things in the chat here. As Zeno Jesus says, more masturbating on Sid stories, please. Dandy responds, Lonnie's busy since he's a father. Zeno Jesus says, Lonnie's busy masturbating on his kid.
So he has two kids, one.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
And 6-3 times says he masturbates on every whining bald male in his life.
How dare you? I wasn't that bald back then. Maybe that's why he
All right, here's a really random question. I don't know if you guys remember, because two of you are probably really stoned. The Pyramid Show, the original Sexual Pyramid, there was another girl on there. It was Rob and Sid and then Noah and then another girl, I think.
Was it Marina?
No, it was Aaron.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever happened to her, because she seemed hilarious for, like, the one show she was on.
She's a friend of the show. I don't know. She happened to be there.
She now is married and is pregnant.
God,
is she really?
Grows up.
Yeah.
God damn.
So she doesn't really have time to come and goof off.
Is Lonnie going
to
masturbate on her?
I never heard of her before, and she was on, like, one episode. And I can't remember who it was, but throughout the entire episode, someone was hitting on her, and she just kept getting really annoyed.
It must have been Sid.
Really?
Really? I don't remember that.
I don't remember anyone hitting on her.
I don't think it was her. I think it was, like, another friend of yours that was there.
Nick?
Yeah, it was Nick.
Of course.
He hits on everybody.
And it's like, oh, who would awkwardly hit us? Oh, Nick. We would know right away.
I think it was Nick, actually, because he kept hitting on her, and she was just like, ew, stop, please. Stop. Yeah.
You got a great memory, I got to say.
Yeah.
Fine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sid was just telling me we should do another pyramid or somebody. Was it you or Rob?
Let's do it. We should
I'm
do
down
it.
For it, though.
We agree.
God, what other game show? The Pyramid is pretty good. Sexual Jeopardy. I've sent Sexual Jeopardy to so many people. And, like, play it along with them. Like, I would send it to them, and then I'd pause it, and then have them try and guess what they think the answer is. And I'd memorize all the answers. And I loved how stone Noah was. She was just like, I remember there was a question about Albuquerque Hot Pocket. She was just like, it's a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, you didn't even get it when you created that fucking thing.
And then she was just like, no, wait. It's that, like, what kind of Hot Pocket? She's like, an Albuquerque Hot Pocket. She's so high, she could barely say the word Albuquerque.
It is a hard word to say, to be fair.
Yeah, I can also not say it when I'm not high.
Yeah, say, try to say it now.
You know, with
Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
The thing with Sexual Jeopardy, we did the second one. And then after that, I tried to do a third one, and I'm just out. There's, like, no...
It just creates stuff.
No, nah, it has to be, like, somewhat known. I can't just make it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of game shows, I guess we're going to... I also do live cast, like, memes in public, and no one gets them. So like... I say Jesus skewered on a rusty spork a lot.
Yeah.
And I tried to memorize some of the black metal Jabberwocky bands.
And,
like, when someone asks, well, what's your favorite band? I'll say, like, Mawa Ugugawak or whatever.
That was the volcano, right?
Yeah, that was the volcano.
Wow.
That was the fake band.
Yeah, that was the fake. I couldn't remember. And I was like, you really can't repeat these? I mean, come on.
How about Enoch Olmsh? That was Shlomo Troina backwards.
Oh, man.
It sounded realer than the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Nostalgia. I realized someone in the chat just pointed out to me that the last one was about a year ago with Dave Hill.
Oh, that's right.
And I thought it was more recent.
What was the last, was it Death or No Death was the last one you guys did, or...
Wait, what was that?
What was the last game show you guys did? Was it Death or No Death 4?
No, the one with Dave Hill. We did one with Dave Hill last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But
I did that one. That was fucking hilarious.
But we should do one soon. I'll work on that.
If I'm available, I would love to call in and be the lightning round.
We'll make sure to hype it up beforehand. We're not just going to spring it on you like that. But all right, thank you for calling in, and I think you deserve a free CD. Just shoot me an email, robert@metalinjection.net. Send me some broken links as well.
Yes.
Make it easy on me.
Thank you very much. And can we listen to Jenny's Everybody Loves My Boobs as, like, the going out song, or do you guys already have
it? I'm going to do that already, actually.
Now that you are
our
associate programmer.
Right.
Thank you for calling in.
And one.
Oh, very nice. We're going to get out of here. We're going to watch WrestleMania.
Not me.
Goodbye. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones.
You're not going to stay and watch?
No. We'll see you next week at our regular time, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 Pacific. Goodbye.
I said goodbye. You're wishing you were bigger breasted. You feel like you don't have a chance. You say you're even thinking about implants. Well, I don't have any advice for you, bitch. I just want to rub it in. Everybody loves my boobs. Listen, baby, they cause eruptions in my school. I ain't lying, you might act stupid and start to drool. Alright, baby, everybody loves my boobs. Finding a bra is not an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna fit you. Oh, they hurt my back at an early age. Why was I cursed with the Triple H? At least I get whatever I want, and I never paid for marijuana. Everybody loves my boobs. Sometimes they bounce and jump like candy. when I go jogging, my eyes get bruised. I want to tell you, everybody loves my boo. How can you help it when my milk sack's hypnotized? And even women marvel at their enormous size. Oh, I have the power, as you can see, to humiliate cops into put pussies. They think they're gonna get some loving, but they're just here to clean my oven. Everybody loves my boo. Sometimes they're like torpedoes in World War II. I wanna tell you again, one day they'll dangle down to my shoes. But till then, everybody loves my boo. Everybody loves my boobs. I never have to pay for boobs. They make men crazier than Tom Cruise. Everybody loves my boobs. Ooh. Ooh.
Can't even carry a fucking note.